Hello, and thank you for joining us. My name is Stephen Smith, and I'm a second-year student in the Communication, Rhetoric, and Digital Media Department at North Carolina State University. The excerpt of music that you just heard was part of an immersive installation piece created by Jeremiah Roberts for his master's thesis for the College of Design at North Carolina State University. Titled Experiencing in Pieces, an Audible and Visual Study in Reactive Spaces, this project's goal was to bring closer the engagement between a performer and audience. Using Touch Designer, a node-based visual programming software for multimedia content development, Jeremiah created a hybrid reality environment that acts as an interactive installation by allowing the user or users to manipulate the audio and visual content to be able to experience the music in discrete pieces. This is achieved via the Touch Designer software and the Microsoft Kinect, a motion sensor input device. Jeremiah will be joining me shortly for a brief interview, but first, a bit of background on the development of his project. When composing this project, Jeremiah kept a wide target audience in mind, ranging from adults to children, and chose classical music and contemporary film techniques to reach said audience. These choices allowed him to create an installation that emitted a surreal feeling while under the direction of a well-planned empathetic design, or a user-centered design approach that pays attention to the user's feelings towards a final production or product. In the abstract for his project, Jeremiah wrote that he, quote, believed that the design was what appealed to the viewer and what they could connect with, end quote. The project was designed so that users could connect with the entire experience, including the audio, which he composed with his brother, the visuals of a dancing woman, which he filmed using the Microsoft Kinect, and the physical layout of the installation. In theory, Jeremiah's project works rather simply. The Touch Designer software is started, and two Microsoft Kinects are placed at a rather large room in order to track the audience's movement in relation to the eight projectors that emit the video of a dancer. For each projector's panel, a specific instrument is portioned off in the Touch Designer software. For example, if you're in, say, quadrant A, and the flute composition of the musical piece is set up to be in that same quadrant, the Microsoft Kinect tracks your bodily position and, through Touch Designer, plays that instrument over a computer speaker system. For example, picture yourself in a large room with eight projectors and eight screens. You begin on the left side of the room, where there is a video of a sage green figure dancing. As you stand there, enticed by her movements, this instrument plays. You take a few moments to revel in the flute instrumentation before deciding to move on to the next panel, where a now lime green figure dances a different composition. As you make the switch, you notice the flute fades out of audibility, but then begin to hear this. You repeat this process six more times, that is, visiting different panels with various dance recitals and instruments playing. This includes clarinets, a contrabassoon, horns, percussion, a piano, violas, and finally, two violins. This composition also has a soundscape which continuously plays during the exhibition. If you are by yourself, you would hear only one instrument playing at a time. If, however, you are with another friend, you would hear two instruments playing. Three people could hear three instruments of their choosing, and so on and so forth. Ultimately, though, you would need 8 people to hear the entire musical composition. Jeremiah has agreed to allow me to interview him for this audio component. Jeremiah, why don't you tell some of the listeners a little bit about yourself, such as who you are as a designer and who you are as a musician.
Hi, Steven. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I've been a musician now for a little bit over 2 decades, I guess, playing in different projects, mainly sticking with the string instruments. I've always been kind of a self-taught musician. I've had a lot of influence from my brother, Michael Roberts, who's a classically trained musician. So we've been fortunate enough to work a lot over the years. And I've, as a designer, with my educational background, I've always tried to link the two together because it's always been a love of mine to be a musician, and the fact that I get to be a designer too at the same time has a lot of benefits. And I feel like I try to relate all of my designs basically things musically. I've always tried to write in a simplistic way and then just keep adding elements. So I do the same thing when it comes to designing for projects, is I usually start simple and try to add the elements and then start refining over time.
So this was a great project that really blended musicality and design together. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit of how you came up with this project idea?
Well, actually, I decided to try and combine my skill sets of a musician with my newfound love for the media creation. Try to combine these two interests was always a goal in like creating a hybrid reality of sorts, which was an idea I had in which I could mix the two, basically. It could appeal to both people who love music and performance and people who had an interest in technology. You know, my greatest love was performing, is performing, and being on stage. So I saw this as a platform in which I could bring someone who had never had that experience and hopefully engage them in the musical creation process in performance.
Would you happen to remember any of the audience's experiences as they engaged with your project?
Yeah, I do. Actually, it was great. Really, since I use motion track for a lot of the engaging performance parts, I saw people come in and one of the first things they did is start to reach out and like cover more space in the area I'd laid out, which means they wanted to take the project further than I actually expected them to, which gave it more of an engaging and rewarding experience. And just inspiring people to come in and listen to the music, people who didn't want to get out front and just wanted to come in and listen to the music and see what other people had created, was a very rewarding thing. And I think for them too. So
yeah, it's definitely a really cool project and I can't wait to utilize it myself for a project that I had in mind using the Microsoft Kinect and the body and classical delivery with, you know, motion tracking and gestures and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about where you would like to see this project go in the future?
Actually, I'd like to see it go as far as it can. I think it only has the capability of getting bigger, utilizes in bigger rooms, bigger auditoriums. I'd like for it to engage as many people who have no really idea what it's like to be in the middle of different styles of music being made. You know, people can find other relations between the audio and the videos and themselves, maybe more in a more narrative storytelling structure. I really see it as a way of exploring music, you know, that's already there, and then it can be broken to apart in different pieces and then pieced back together, and people can create their own new music, making the audience the composer themselves.
Jeremiah, it's a brilliant project, and I really think that listeners of this journal are going to enjoy providing it to their students for future projects. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with me here today and helping me with all the components of this document.
Thanks a lot, Stephen, for having me. Yeah, I hope it can inspire, you know, and help in this issue. The way that, you know, the music and technology are now, and the way that people can embrace this relationship between the two and help take us places we've never been before. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you, Jeremiah. That was Jeremiah Roberts providing a bit of context for his installation called Experiencing in Pieces.